Welcome to day 250 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries. Today we will be reading from the Amplified Translation, and we are reading Ezekiel chapters 34, 35, and 36. So beginning at Ezekiel 34 and starting at verse 1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the spiritual shepherds, thus says the Lord God, woe to the spiritual shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with wool, you kill the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. The diseased and weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the hurt and crippled you have not bandaged, those gone astray you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought to find, but with force and hard-hearted harshness you have ruled them. And they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild beasts of the field. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yes, my sheep were scattered upon all the face of the earth, and no one searched or sought for them. Therefore, you spiritual shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely because my sheep became a prey, and my sheep became food for every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my sheep, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my sheep. Therefore, O you spiritual shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hand, and cause them to cease feeding the sheep. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, that they may not be food for them. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his sheep in the day that he is among his flock that are scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. And I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie down in a good fold, and in a fat pasture they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my sheep, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost and bring back that which has strayed, and I will bandage the hurt and the crippled and will strengthen the weak and the sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong who have become hard-hearted and perverse. I will feed them with judgment and punishment. And as for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, between the rams and the great he-goats, the malicious and the tyrants of the pasture. Is it too little for you that you feed on the best pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the rest of your pasture, and to have drunk of the waters clarified by subsiding, but you must foul the rest of the water with your feet? And my flock, must they feed on what your feet have trodden and drink what your feet have fouled? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between fat sheep and impoverished sheep, or fat goats and lean goats. Because you push with side and with shoulder and thrust with your horns all those that have become weak and diseased, till you have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I rescue my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. And I will raise up over them one shepherd, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will confirm with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land. And my people shall dwell safely in the wilderness, desert, or pasture land, and sleep confidently in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing, of good ensured by God's favor. And the tree of the field shall yield its fruit, and the earth shall yield its increase. And my people shall be secure in their land, and they shall be confident and know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord when I have broken the bars of their yoke and have delivered them out of the hand of those who made slaves of them. And they shall no more be a prey to the nations, nor shall the beasts of the earth devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid in the day of the Messiah's reign. And I will raise up for them a planting of crops for renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, nor bear the reproach of the nations any longer. Then shall they know positively that I, the Lord, their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord God. And you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are only men, and I am your God, says the Lord God. Chapter 35. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against the mountain range of Seir in Edom, and prophesy against it, and say to it, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against you, and I will stretch out my hand against you, and I will make you a desolation and an astonishment. I will lay your cities waste, and you shall be desolate, and you shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, who calls forth loyalty and obedient service. Because you of Esau have had a perpetual enmity for Jacob, and you gave over the sons of Israel to the power of the sword at the time of their calamity, when they were suffering their final punishment, the Babylonian conquest. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, I will expose you to slaughter, and slaughter shall pursue you, since you could not bear to live without bloodshed. Therefore, bloodshed shall pursue you. Thus will I make Mount Seir an astonishment and a desolation, and I will cut off from it him who passes through it and him who returns that way. And I will fill Edom's mountains with his slain men. On your hills and in your valleys and in all your ravines shall those fall who are slain with the sword. I will make you a perpetual desolation, and your cities shall not be inhabited. Then you will know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, who calls forth loyalty and obedient service. Because you, Edom, said, These two nations, Israel and Judah, and these two countries shall be mine, and we will take possession of them, although the Lord was there. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, I will deal with you according to the anger and envy you showed because of your enmity for them, and I will make myself known among them as he who will judge and punish, when I judge and punish you. And you shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, who calls forth loyalty and obedient service, and that I have heard all your revilings and scornful speeches that you have uttered against the mountains of Israel, saying, they are laid waste and desolate. They are given to us to devour. Thus you have boasted and magnified yourselves against me with your mouth, multiplying your words against me. I have heard it. Thus says the Lord God, while the whole earth rejoices, I will make you a waste and desolation. As you rejoiced over the inheritance of the house of Israel because it was desolate, so will I deal with you. You shall be a waste and desolation, O Mount Seir and all Edom, all of it. Then they shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, who calls forth loyalty and obedient service. Chapter 36. Also you, son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel, and say, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, because the enemy has said over you, aha, and the ancient heights have become our possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus says the Lord God, because they made you a desolation, and they snapped after and crushed you from every side, so that you became the possession of the rest of the nations, and you became the talk and evil gossip of the people. Therefore, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to the mountains and hills, to the ravines and valleys, to the desolate wastes and the cities that are forsaken, that have become a prey and derision to the rest of the nations that are round about. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, surely in the fire of my hot jealousy have I spoken against the rest of the nations and against all Edom, who have given to themselves my land with wholehearted joy and with uttermost contempt, that they might empty it out and possess it for a prey and a spoil. Prophesy, therefore, concerning the land of Israel, and say to the mountains and hills, to the ravines and valleys, thus says the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my wrath, because you have suffered the shame and reproach of the nations. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I have lifted up my hand and sworn, surely the nations that are round about you shall themselves suffer shame and reproach. But you, O mountains of Israel, shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are soon to come home. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you shall be tilled and sown, and I will multiply men upon you, the whole house of Israel, even all of it. The city shall be inhabited, and the waste places shall be rebuilt, and I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and be fruitful. And I will cause you to be inhabited according to your former estate, and I will do better for you than at your beginnings. And you shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, who calls forth loyalty and obedient service. Yes, O mountains of Israel, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess you, and you shall be their inheritance. And you shall no more after this bereave them of children for idol sacrifices. Thus says the Lord God, because they say to you, you, O land, are a devourer of men, and have bereaved your nation of children offered to idols. Therefore you shall devour men no more, neither bereave your nation or cause it to stumble any more, says the Lord God. Neither will I let you hear any more the reproach of the nations, nor shall you suffer the dishonor of the peoples any more, nor shall you cause your nation to stumble and fall any more through idolatry, says the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by doing their own way and by their idolatrous doings. Their conduct before me was like the uncleanness of a woman during her physical impurity. So I poured out my wrath upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols with which they had defiled it. And I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their conduct and their idolatrous deeds, I judged and punished them. And when they came to the nations to which they went, they profaned my holy name in that men said of them, These are the people of the Lord, and yet they had to go forth out of his land. But I had regard, concern, and compassion for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations to which they went. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations to which you went. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name and separate it for its holy purpose from all that defiles it. My name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned among them, and the nations will know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, who calls forth loyalty and obedient service, when I shall be set apart by you and my holiness vindicated in you before their eyes and yours. For I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all the countries and bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall heed my ordinances and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call forth the grain and make it abundant and lay no famine on you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that you may no more suffer the reproach and disgrace of famine among the nations. Then you shall earnestly remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominable deeds. Not for your sake do I do this, says the Lord God. Let that be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own wicked ways, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, In the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will also cause Israel's cities to be inhabited, and the waste places shall be rebuilt, and the desolate land shall be tilled, that which had lain desolate in the sight of all who pass by. And they shall say, This land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are fortified and inhabited. Then the nations that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the ruined places and replanted that which was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus says the Lord God, For this also I will let the house of Israel inquire of me, to do it for them. I will increase their men like a flock, like the flock of holy things for sacrifice, like the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn appointed feast. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, who calls forth loyalty and obedient service. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's Bible reading, we heard a very beautiful passage from Ezekiel chapter 34 that I want to read to you again. And it gives to us a picture of God's heart for people. And this word was spoken through the prophet Ezekiel to the people of Israel. And they, as you know, in this point in history, had been scattered. They had been taken captive out of Israel into Babylon. Some had been taken captive by the Assyrians some years before, and some had fled to Egypt. So there was just a absolute dispersal of the people of Israel to different countries. They had been scattered all over because they no longer had been following the Lord. And the Lord says here in Ezekiel 34, a word of rebuke essentially to the spiritual leaders of Israel, because the chapter started out saying, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy and say to them, even these spiritual shepherds, woe to the spiritual shepherds of Israel. And it went on to say how they didn't take care of the sheep, they didn't strengthen the weak, they didn't heal the sick, they didn't help the hurt and the crippled, and how they were hard-hearted, and the sheep were scattered because essentially they were no shepherds whatsoever. But then it goes on to say that God's heart for the sheep, his people, was so different from these bad shepherds or false shepherds. He says, for thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his sheep in the day that he is among his flock that are scattered, so I will seek out my sheep and I'll rescue them out of all the places where they've been scattered. I'll bring them out. I'll bring them to their own land. I'll feed them. And it goes on until it gets to the part where it says in verse 15, I will feed my sheep and I will cause them to lie down. And that has more meaning than perhaps it sounds to the first hearing. I will cause them to lie down. For a sheep to be able to lie down, a natural sheep, there have to be certain conditions met. Otherwise, the sheep, which tend to be very skittish, cannot relax enough to lay down in the grass. They have to be free from fear of being perhaps attacked by a wild animal. They have to be free from the irritation of bugs. And oftentimes, if a sheep is being tormented by certain bugs, they can't rest enough to lie down. They have to be free from conflict within the flock. And they have to be full and not hungry. And so this word where the Lord says he will feed his sheep and he will cause them to lie down has a deeper meaning if you have a sense of what it's like to be a sheep and not to be able to rest. And there's many people today, they can't rest because they're being tormented all the time, not by natural bugs, but as a sheep can be, if flies or certain types of insects bother their eyes or their ears, they cannot rest. But that happens to people as well, not with the insects, but with thoughts that are tormenting them, with worry, with anxiety. They can't lie down. They can't rest. But God says, I'll feed my sheep and I'll cause them to lie down. I'll remove fear. I'll remove torment. I'll remove every condition, conflict, that would not allow my people to be able to rest. So God's heart for his people is to bless them in every possible way. And then in verse 16, it says, I will seek that which was lost and bring back that which has strayed, and I will bandage the hurt and the crippled and will strengthen the weak and the sick. And this is also the heart of the Lord. You know, there are people who are lost far from God. Maybe they are hurt. Maybe they are crippled by addiction. Maybe they are weakened with alcoholism, drug use, or with any type of sin that has just weakened them in their lives and taken them so far from the Lord to where they are literally lost. And they would even say about themselves that they're so far from God that they feel like they're not even redeemable anymore. But that would be a lie that the enemy's telling the person, because God says, I'll seek that which was lost and bring back that which has strayed. And he's referring to people when he's talking this way, though using the allegory of a sheep and a shepherd. When God talks about seeking out that which was lost and bringing back that which has strayed, he's talking about people. And there are so many testimonies from people who have been so far from God and felt so very irredeemable, and yet God has reached them, sought them out, and brought them back. And one of my favorite biographies of such a testimony, where God literally sought that which was lost and brought back that which was strayed, was written by a man named Sonny Argenzoni. And he tells the story in his book called Once a Junkie. And this man was exactly that, a very serious drug addict, addicted to heroin, and just continuously seeking out his next fix and unable to shake off the hold that heroin addiction had on his life. And then one day he ran into a man, a preacher on the street named David Wilkerson, who tried to talk to him about allowing God to change his life and how God could set him free from drugs. But he ran away from this man and wouldn't let him continue to preach to him. And then it wasn't long before the Lord continued his pursuit of this man named Sonny. And he ended up running into one of David Wilkerson's disciples, a man by the name of Nicky Cruz, who had been one of the most feared gang members in Brooklyn, New York. He was the head of the Mau Mau gang, and he had gotten marvelously saved, gone to Bible school, and was now helping run a center that helped addicts get off drugs and give their lives to Christ. Well, Sonny ended up, by the grace of God, running into this man, Nicky Cruz, and they pursued him relentlessly. And it so reminds me of these scriptures that talked about how God, as the shepherd, seeks out his sheep and brings them back from the places where they've been lost, and how he bandages the hurt and the crippled and strengthens the weak and the sick. And that is quite literally Sonny's story, because he was pursued again and again by these men who had a heart for him because of God's heart for Sonny, and they wanted to see him set free. And they convinced him to come into their center for prayer, which he thought it couldn't hurt him. And they began to pray for him, and God began to touch his heart, though he was still severely addicted to heroin, and he was getting shakier by the minute because he needed another fix. But as he was being prayed for, Sonny began to have flashbacks of all the things that he had seen in his lifetime of being an addict. He remembered seeing his friend crumpled up on a rooftop with an overdose, and then another friend screaming as he died in a stinking hole of a hotel. And then he would remember the stench of his own vomit night after night when he was sick because he hadn't gotten a fix of heroin. And different times when he had been arrested and went through withdrawal in a prison cell or a jail cell. And he kept thinking, I just can't go back to that. And yet the physical addiction was so strong, he wanted to run from these people who were praying for him. But God was on a mission to find, to seek and save that which was lost and to bring him back to relationship with him. So these young men kept seeking Sonny out until finally Sonny came with them to their center and allowed them to spend time with him, praying for him, and prayed that God would miraculously deliver him from drugs. And then they told him, just lay down and go to sleep. And he kept telling him, no, I'm going to get sick. I know I'm going to get sick. I've been through this before. And they said, no, let's just trust the Lord. And Sonny fell asleep miraculously. And when he woke up in the morning, instead of being sick like an addict would be who had not had the drugs that their body was so used to, he woke up amazed that he wasn't sick, feeling the best he'd felt in so long. But he kept thinking, how could he not be sick? Because he hadn't had those drugs. So he started yelling for Nicky Cruz. Nicky, Nicky, something's wrong, man, he said. What is it? And Sonny replied, I'm supposed to be sick, but I don't feel anything except this weird feeling inside, like something's bugging me. I'm really afraid. Nicky just laughed and said, it's Jesus, Sonny. You're not a drug addict anymore. Jesus Christ has set you free. He kept shaking his head and looking at him. I don't get it. Nobody ever kicked a habit without getting sick. Maybe I'm going to get sick later. But Nicky responded, you're not going to get sick later. Look here. And he began to go through the Bible and show him scriptures about the reality of Jesus. And he told him, Jesus Christ is for real. And he's doing the same thing today that the Bible says he did a long time ago. And he began to read scripture to him. Finally, Nicky Cruz told him, Jesus loves you, Sonny, and he needs you. Me? Jesus needs me? You got to be kidding. Why do you think he has healed you? Nicky asked. Don't you know he did it just to give you the proof that he's for real? He wants you to turn your life over to him. The heavy feeling Sonny had inside was getting worse. It was like something was going to burst any minute. Look, Sonny, Nicky said, Jesus saved me when I was the meanest, toughest kid in Brooklyn with nothing but hate in my heart. I've been to Bible school and now I'm out on the streets telling other guys what Jesus can do for them. Jesus can really use people like you and me. Sonny couldn't take it anymore and he ran down the stairs and went outside. But he kept feeling something inside of him that wouldn't leave him alone. Finally, he thought, if this thing is really God working on me, I don't want to fight it any longer. Slowly, he raised his hands toward the sky and he said, God, it's true. I'm just a dirty drug addict. But if you really sent your son to die on the cross for every dirty thing I've done, I thank you, God, and I want you to come into my life and take over. As soon as he said it, that thing inside of him burst and overflowed, and his tears flowed, and they wouldn't stop. But he didn't care because God was flushing out all the junk, the hardness, the filth, and the loneliness. Sonny Argenzoni's miraculous deliverance from drugs and then his commitment giving his life to the Lord was just the beginning of an amazing journey. God had sought him out like the sheep that Ezekiel talked about here that was being sought out by the shepherd. He was being healed, strengthened, bandaged up just the way that Ezekiel 34:16 says, I will seek that which was lost, bring back that which has strayed, bandage the hurt and the crippled, strengthen the weak and the sick. That's God's heart for people. He did it for Sonny. He's done it for millions of people. And there's not a single sheep in this world that God's not willing to seek out and bring back, bandage up, and make whole again, no matter how far they've strayed from God. And Sonny's testimony is just one of millions of people who have found not only the saving power of Jesus, but the healing power of Jesus. Truly, Sonny was instantly delivered from his heroin addiction. He never went back and he never got sick. And he has led so many more people to the Lord. He started a church that became filled with former addicts, and they serve God and love God and worship God together. And they're a testimony of how the shepherd is always willing to seek out the lost, bring back the ones that have strayed, bandage and heal up the weak and the sick. That's God's heart. So if there's anybody in your life that looks like they're just too far gone, there's not a single sheep that's too far gone for the good shepherd that we serve. God bless you and give you a victorious week.